And so I'd like the city engineer, the city attorney, whoever staff that needs to, sit down with the developers and come up with a plan that's going to be acceptable, but with the understanding that there's going to be a special assessment.
An area assessment.
Area assessment, yes. I think it can be done. And that was my preface and my concern right from the get-go as I talked to the city engineer earlier today. So I'm asking that something can be added, that we also look at. I just don't want the original motion. I want to make sure that, because that's where the problem came in with engineering. They didn't know how to handle the assessment. We can't go back to the same problem. So I want to make sure that we work on that special assessment problem.
Mr. City Attorney.
It was 100% clear to me from not simply the last meeting with staff and the alderwoman and the developers, but probably the two or three meetings before that, developers, and the final number was the roughly 40,000 special assessment for one lot in each of the developments, 40,000 respectively. And if there was a special assessment more than that approximate amount, there would be no donation of land and no donation of the plans, which is what option two motion is. So I don't see that as a viable amendment to this motion.
Mr. City Engineer.
I would suggest to you that what Alderman Dandry is proposing would be more option three, option C.
Yes.
Alderman Barber.
My concern was raised by Alderman Dandry about the special or the area assessment. I'd like to see some of that. I'd like to see how that's going to play into this.
Alderman, Mr. City Attorney.
And I just mentioned categories of special assessments used under the law. I have had no involvement, and I don't know if the city engineer has looked at an area assessment, and an area assessment has to have the special benefits. And an easier example would be is if every new of the 70 approximate lots had no access to other public roads but for this extension, then perhaps then you do the unit assessment or area assessment. But any assessment here is going to take a detailed review process by the city engineer and staff.
City Attorney, would you please again say clearly into your microphone what the developers have said about area assessment, special assessment? What will they do or not do if we go beyond the lots that they believe are, in their opinion, viable by law as assessment?
In general, per recollection at the meetings, the developer said we don't need the extension of Marquette Avenue for access to our to-be newly developed properties. We have other access roads to reach them. And that, in general, I heard that their position would be they're not specially benefited.
And they said they would not do what if we did the special assessment, which is what they're trying
not donate the land and not donate the plans.
Okay, this is the closest we've ever gotten to getting Marquette in. If we don't do this, we've wasted 5 months of this year. I don't even see how, if you do all the special assessment and calculation and it'll even move forward this year anymore. So then you can play around with the budget. We can argue with the budget all next year. You just want to just keep dragging this out. Some of us just aren't understanding what the developers are saying. There's a substantial value to the city. And if Mr. Bennett was here, he'd tell you what we had to buy the right-of-way. For Evergreen, we had to buy the right-of-way. For the other section of Marquette, that small section. And we're just kind of ignoring the fact that they're willing to come to the table and work with us. They're just saying each individual developer can come in, and the point was proven when the mayor said, hey, we should let them go ahead with it. Doesn't that tell any of the people that think that they need to assess them for the road that if the mayor says that we can go ahead and let them build the lots, that they don't need Marquette? That's kind of pretty clear. So, the developers at this point might not even go through with this anyway. They're pretty fed up. They've tried really hard. They were forced to put their finances together to work to put a road and design a road on behalf of the city. Who makes the developers do that? Two developers that have two completely LLCs forced to design a road on behalf of the city. They've been really good to work with. So we have a motion on the floor. I guess I'd ask the clerk if she would read the option two. Make sure we're clear with.
Well, the question I have is, if they don't need the road, why aren't they building their subdivisions?
Do you want me to answer that?
No, it's a rhetorical question.
Well, it has a solid answer.
Because I've been hearing all night about they don't need the road. Mm-hmm. Why aren't they building the subdivisions? It's a rhetorical question. It doesn't need an answer. There's a motion on the floor. There's been a request for an amendment, but that's been there's been no second to that. So, Madam Clerk, let's do the roll call on. Go ahead and read the motion, please.
Well, I did get the motion, and now she said read option two. But the motion that I have is move to direct staff to prepare the necessary documents to receive developers' donations for the road right-of-way and engineering specifications for West Market Avenue and to advertise for bids for a competitive public works project along with an alternate bid for a competitive public works, along with an alternate bid for addition of sewer and water and for the city to look at the application of impact fees for the length of pedestrian way.
That's your motion?
Yes, it is.
Is that your second, Alderman Mayor?
Yes, sir.
All right. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
No.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, 1 no. No absent, no abstentions.
Thank you.
Move on to G9, which is resolution for a change order in the amount of $8,186.06 for Pleasant View Pavilion flat work.
So
moved. No.
I made the motion.
Is there a second? Come on, folks. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. City Engineer.
At your table, there is a revised change order 3. So instead of $8,186, it's $8,565. The difference is instead of putting plates on the square downspouts that are there, they're actually taking them off and replacing with different downspouts so that DPW staff can get it underground.
Mr. Rotzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, the current appropriation for the Pleasant View Park Pavilion has been exhausted. So staff is recommending that the motion then cause the appropriation to come from either the Fund 46 Capital Improvement Fund contingency appropriations or to repurpose one of the other park appropriations.
Where do you want it from?
I would suggest it comes from one of the other park appropriations.
Which one?
The land acquisition is the one that looks like it won't get used.
Alderman Wilhelm?
It's fine.
Alderman Nelson? Okay, from the land acquisition fund. This requires four votes, right?
Well, it's not a budget amendment, it's just the motion, just that we know what appropriation is coming from.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Those are damn nice downspouts. G10 on 169 is resolution imposing conditions restrictions for a mega media exchange. Before we vote on this, I will tell you that this is one of those items that at some point in the future, when we modify the unified development ordinance, this will turn into a staff review and approval. Is there a motion to approve? Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. G11, page 187, a resolution for conservation easement for Suzanne and Scott Mayer. Alderman Nelson.
I'd like to make a motion to table this till the 18th, the next meeting on the 18th, please.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Oh.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I did have a concern.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I had a concern about the, and I know this is typical boilerplate language for the conservation easement, but there is a unique feature on this area that is not on most other areas. This is in the vicinity of the Milwaukee County State Natural Area Snowmobile Trail. And if we don't allow the people to have operate a snowmobile on frozen ground, they won't be able to get their snowmobile to that state natural trail. And so I would like to consider removing the operate snowmobiles in the next resolution when it comes back.
And Heath, you're taking notes? Okay. Mr. City Attorney?
Just for information, I know there were emails between the mayor's attorney and staff, and I was copied on that. And it wasn't standard form on a quick read with changes were made, and I know it was, I believe that entire provision about motorized vehicles was deleted on the redraft, and I wrote back, no, why would, or at least I talked to Mr. Martinez Matilva about it, and he brought it up, and then it showed up as a redraft, and it was back in. But I heard no statement as to why or anything. So that certainly can be brought or put back in.
Well, before we,
why is this being tabled?
Alderman Nelson,
at the request of the mayor's.
Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I believe the request of the mayor was the recent 2020 jurisdictional determination that they do not, it's very similar to the Copart situation where they have non-jurisdictional wetlands, which means no DNR jurisdiction and no city can hold them to that. I have no idea what's been calculated for wetlands and what hasn't been, but the question about the jurisdictional findings would apply as it did with Copart, and I think that was where the concern came up after listening to all of the conversations about the Copart and them not having to protect wetlands based on new laws with DNR. I don't think they had this jurisdictional determination until spring of this year, so just a few months ago. So that that was why they wanted a little more time to look at that.
All right, well, it's already been tabled, so. G12, 209, resolution to design the 116th Street Trail. This is.
Is that voted on?
Didn't we vote on it? Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. It's tabled.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Well, let's do it loud and proud. All those in favor of tabling signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Dan?
Yes?
Yell aye.
I did it.
All right, well, okay. All right, we believe you. G12.
Well, maybe we should go back to that topic where we should come into the 21st century with our technology, including Zoom or Microsoft Teams or something, so our video and audio could work better.
Well, don't say Teams. Don't say Teams. That doesn't, no. Anyway, okay, G12. Resolution to design 116th Street Trail. This is... Mr. City Engineer.
So within the next week, possibly 2 weeks, we expect that the governor will announce the TAP grants award winners. It's not official, but I do not anticipate that our trail will appear on that list. And we were unsuccessful on the local stage with the Milwaukee MPO, and so it went to the state, and looks like it's not going to advance either. So there is a project we can start the design, and we have a not to exceed contract from Grafe. Mary Beth Pettit with Grafe has been most helpful in looking at this project, and we feel that she's very capable in helping us through this project. If you should choose, we as of now the estimate for the construction is roughly $1.5 million.
And this will handle our.
This will significantly help some of our issues with the park impact fee.
Through what year?
Through this year, and half of through next June, basically for the design.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Alderman Nelson.
I was just going to make the motion to approve option A.
Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Wong.
Oh, I'm just saying, in addition to the sidewalk money for Marquette, we should be in good shape with that in this one. So.
And the sidewalk money for Loomis Road, mm-hmm. And the sidewalk.
It
money.
Just depends when those get committed. So we have to commit by the days that the.
We're committed. I can tell. We're
officially,
committed.
Officially, contractually committed.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Gotcha, Dan. G13, page 221, installation of lights for Ryan Meadow subdivision. Alderman Nelson.
Motion to approve. Direct city engineer to order installation of lights. It'll be option A. A as in Adam.
Even though there's no B.
Right.
Second.
Mr. Ratzenberg.
Mr. Mayor, I'm curious from the resolution or the action here. It appears to finance that the city will actually cut a check for $13,000 and some change. And if that's correct, I know of no appropriation for that. So then the council would have to tell me what appropriation they're using.
Mr. Morrow?
Could be contingency, but I don't know what appropriation they're using for this expenditure.
I would recommend contingency, and it will be reimbursed with a credit from the developer's letter of credit. So I apologize. I thought I made that.
It's listed here on the fiscal
note. Well, it is listed to come from, well, Mr. Ratzenberg's making a point, too.
It's so that's, from the developer's letter of credit.
Glenn.
We don't have an appropriation for a developer's letter of credit. That would be a source of funds, not an appropriation for use of funds.
Glenn, Mr. Ratzenberg is making a point.
Yes, sir.
So we could use, if the council so chooses, we can use the capital improvement fund contingency funds. There are available resources there.
That would be the source of the funds, Mr. Nelson. Alderman Nelson.
Thank you.
Capital improvement.
Yeah.
Contingencies.
Because I didn't see it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14, page 229, agreement to allow a grinder pump for a home at 10609 St. Martin's Road. Alderman Nelson.
And to approve option A.
Hey, Glenn, don't quit doing that. Option A with no option B.
Option B is provide further direction to staff.
It's not labeled that way.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Here we go. Fun one. G15 on page 233. Direction to staff regarding Putes Road. Mr. City Engineer.
So, as I explained to folks back in the day, the federal highway gets its funding through the gas tax, and the gas tax gets split up to each state, and each state sends the money out. Milwaukee MPO has an area.
MPO.
Metropolitan Planning Organization. Has a MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, that receives a special pot of money each year. Back in the day, you could almost count on an earmark, and every so many years you could plan on a project. Federal Highway has changed the process. They require that every round, every 2 years, this pot of money be looked at competitively with all the projects in the region. And this Puce Road failed this past year, as you know. Not quite sexy enough compared to other projects, and quite honestly, I don't know that it could ever come to the level to compete with some of the other projects that are going on within the area. So if you would like for Puce Road to proceed, let's plan on it in a near future project. We'll have to borrow for it.
Well, wait a minute.
If we intend...
When you say Puce Road, which section?
So there are two sections that we're looking at. One is from 27th to roughly 42nd Street, and there is 76th to St. Martin's Road. So if you should choose to self-fund one or both of these sections, I'm proposing that maybe you would self-fund both sections. Maybe we shouldn't try to add Putes Road to our road program this year. So if you would like to...
But wait a minute. Sorry, Glenn. I'm just trying to be clear because
sure. We
got... Right now, this year, you only planned on doing a small section of 27th to... I want to say like...
Yeah, I forget the road, but it's...
32nd Street.
Yeah, it doesn't even get to 31st Street, so...
Yeah. So that's the only piece you're going
to
do.
No, it doesn't Yorkshire. Get to 35th, excuse me.
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire Road, yeah. Please. Thank you.
But it's that much.
Yeah, and all we were really going to do is we're planning to pulverize the pavement and do it as part of a road program. But if we were to do that, the pavement would be good for the next at least 20, if not 30 years, but it wouldn't be wide enough and addressed to the other issues that really need to be addressed as part of the project. So if you plan to self-fund a project in the future, we'd recommend that you remove Putes Road from the road program this year and add two other roads that are roughly the equivalent price, Bosch Lane from 92nd Street to a termini, and Fitzsimmons Road from 31st Street to a termini.
Okay, so what's the plan for Putes? The east section, which is what you're...
We would do pothole patching and make it last a few more years.
And then you're thinking that STP funds or something would come along in a few years?
No, I'm thinking that we the city, would borrow funds to self-fund the project. If you see a memo on the next page, on page 234.
Yeah, which caused me to have a heart attack.
So these are the prices that a consultant helped us estimate these projects. So the 76th Street from the section from 76 to St. Martin's, roughly 1.3 miles is $8.7 million. The 27th to Huntington Park Drive, roughly 42nd Street, is $6.1 million. So I think the idea is that we would probably do the eastern section first, but that could be up for debate and discussion.
Now,
budget.
Madam Director of Administration and Mr. Director of Finance, have you had a chance to look at those numbers? Paul's got that deer in the headlights.
Well,
Peggy's saying hell no.
This memo was dated July 31st, so relatively recently. Finance Committee has looked at a 10-year projection of city borrowing for capital projects, and
join us at the table, would you?
The memo that the city engineer drafted is dated very recently, so finance has not had a detailed look at this. However, in June, the finance committee looked at a 10-year projection of future debt borrowings on the part of the city, and neither of these projects were included in those projections. The projections that finance looked at in June suggested the city would exceed its internal debt limits for about 4 or 5 years in the near term of the 2020s. And as I look at this right now, there's another $14 plus million of borrowings that would be required for that. I would suggest it would require some additional financial review.
Oh, Glenn, we've been talking for years about the west leg of Putes Road, and that was on a schedule, I thought, for next year, wasn't it, Mark?
Correct, Mayor.
Alderman Dandry?
Correct, Mayor, but
that it was put on the request.
Your mic, Mark.
It was put on the request for the federal funding, but
correct.
As the engineer mentioned, that project was not chosen. So it's up in the air. Does it need to be done? Gravely, it needs to be done. We've got to find a solution.
Sir, Alderman Mayor.
Yes, it absolutely needs to be redone. We've got to find a solution to this.
Yeah, with apologies to Alderman Hanneman, the western leg of Putes is, in my view, far worse than the eastern leg. But relative to the issue at hand today, I'm not necessarily a fan of doing Bosch Lane, sorry, John, the other street, I got a senior moment going on here. Fitzsimmons is worse than Bosch, so I don't know.
I believe staff told me that both of these are rated twos.
Oh, really? I sit corrected. So, but the Putes Road conversation has got to be had.